You're listening to the All About Symbian podcast, coming to you from O'Reilly's Emerging Technology Conference in San Diego. Today, the man behind Palm and Handspring, Jeff Hawkins, talks to me about his latest project, replicating the human brain in a computer. Joined now at O'Reilly's Emerging Technology 2007 by a man who consistently has blown my mind, first with computers, secondly with turning down Scion for this connection software, good choice, and thirdly with the brain machine, Jeff Hawkins of Numena now.
Hi, Aaron. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. So, thank you for those kind words.
Oh, and I have a love-hate with Palm going back a long way. So we're here really to talk about your theory on artificial intelligence, brains, computing. And it's, I mean, can you sum it up very quickly in over 5 minutes, sort of rough theories
sure,
that you have?
Sure. My interest, and has been for a long, long time, is first and foremost understanding how the human neocortex works. It's not AI, per se. It's understanding how our brains think and form knowledge about the world. And most people don't know that all the time I was running Palm and Handspring and other things, I was always working part-time, even as an entrepreneur, working part-time doing neuroscience. In fact, the last 5 years, I ran a neuroscience institute that I founded, and we had a dozen PhDs there, connections with Berkeley and so on. So this has been a constant thread in my life. The basic, we have figured out how the basic operation of the human neocortex is. And this is, the human neocortex is about 60% of your brain. It's where all high-level thought and knowledge occurs. Language, thinking, vision, motor planning, and so on. And if I were to give you 2 points to think about, the two key elements of how this works is the understanding how the brain represents things in a hierarchical memory format. It's not a linear memory like we find in computers. It's a hierarchical memory. And the second key element is how that memory learns on its own to form a model of the world. And the key there is time, how it uses time-varying patterns. So we call this theory hierarchical temporal memory. And it's similar to some things that other people have been thinking along the lines of, but it's just getting all the ingredients together. You know, when I did the original Palm Pilot, there was nothing new in it. What it was is just getting a few set of ingredients, putting them together in the right order. And that's kind of what we've done here, based on a lot of neuroscience research. And now we've turned it into a technology platform. So people are building machines that work like this now.
So you're not trained as a neuroscientist. You didn't go to university to do that, did you?
Not initially. I actually have some time as a graduate student at Berkeley in neuroscience, but I don't have a degree in that field. It turns out I was working towards that, and this was in the mid-'80s, and you couldn't do what I wanted to do at that time. I was told that if you wanted to work on a theory of neocortex, that you can't do that. And that no one else is doing it at this time. This is 1986. And I'd have to do something else. And I just didn't want to do that. So I went off and back into industry. That's when I started Palm and Handspring and so on. But my goal always was to get back into neuroscience. And I'm self-trained, but I'm very knowledgeable in neuroscience. There are hundreds of neuroscientists who know me who would vouch for that. This year I'm going to be giving the keynote speech at the Society for Neuroscience Conference in San Diego in November, which is a very big honor. It's 30,000 neuroscientists come to that. And so I've been invited to talk to that. I think that says something about my knowledge about neuroscience.
So how did they see you then when you came out with the book? It was on computing or on memory?
On intelligence.
On intelligence. But, I mean, did they take you as this, a new fresh face that's taken another look at it and went, great, or as this interloper, who is this Hawkins chap?
A little bit of both. Look, it's such a big field. There's so many people working on it. There are very different aspects of it. And I guess the reaction I got was the best I could hope for. There have been quite a few neuroscientists who've read my book and said, this is great, congratulations.